This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the county result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So, the only thing left to say is, are you in? Order now on the McDonald's app. And you can also get reward points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
You're listening to the Scarf Bergara War, part of the TalkSport Fan Network, and charity partners with Mentel. For county fans, by county fans.
So I'm here with Matt Baxter. Cheers for coming, Matt.
No problem at all, mate. How are you doing?
Yeah, not bad, not bad. We've had to come outside because we thought the mics weren't going to work, and now they are working, and now we're just cold, drinking cold drinks. Non-alcoholic, I suppose.
Always the way, isn't
it? It's always the way. Thanks for coming on, mate. I really appreciate it. On this episode, obviously, it's the first of the Stockport County podcast, Scarf Bergara War and Mentel sort of collaboration. Mm-hmm. Hoping to do a few of these throughout the year.
Yep.
Just wanted to get into your sort of mind a bit in terms of Mentel and county, but first start with Mentel.
Yeah, cool.
And how you got into that, how it sort of helps you, and what the connection is with county and the Mentel. So I know there's a lot to unpack there, but let's just roll with it.
Yeah, that's cool. No problem. So for me, the basic story is that 2 years ago I had a bit of a breakdown. Okay. And everybody says they kind of have a bit of a breakdown, and that's why I don't really like the word. But I was going through some shit, basically. So I'd had quite a bad marriage breakup about 10 years ago. The whole thing got toxic. It was horrible for everybody, including the kids and all that stuff. So, but as a bloke, I kind of put everything on the back burner. And you focus on, okay, I need to get somewhere to live. I need to make sure the kids are okay in school. I need to do this and I need to do that. And any kind of emotion around what's going on, you just kind of put it to the back of your mind and you box it off and you don't worry about it. And that's where I was, and that's what I did, and that was all okay and that was fine and life continued and it was good. A couple of years ago, I'd moved in with my new partner. And as part of that, that was the first time I'd lived with somebody since the situation when breaking up with my ex. And it turned out that I wasn't particularly good at living with people.
Right. Fair enough.
That's the top and bottom of it. So nothing was... because of the situation I've been in before, nothing was simple and everything was massive. So, partner get back and say, oh, dishes haven't been done. Yeah, just noticing that the dishes hadn't been done, well, you haven't done them either, was my type of response
right,
to that.
Yeah.
So everything was kind of massively exaggerated for me. And it got to the point where all the kind of trauma and emotions that I built up over the previous 10, 15 years was then coming out all the time. Putting my partner through it, putting the kids through it, work was shit, and basically just shut down. And there was one night when I just fell apart, basically. Now I'm kind of lucky because I've got a decent job. Yeah, I had support from my job. I was able to get some individual therapy and counselling, which was great and kind of got me past that first bit. Then after, the reason why I say it was excellent counselling is that after like 4 or 5 sessions with him, and I'm paying him for this,
yeah,
he then turned around and went, well, you should really go to one of these men's groups or something, because one-to-one counselling is great and it works for some people. And he said, but I think for you, it would be good for you to go and do that. Now, in that time, he's kind of given up business, if you see what I mean,
which is
why I'm saying he's a decent counsellor. So I looked at a few. So there was a Andy's Man Club, which is up in town Talk Club UK as well, who did a thing with Liam Gallagher and Tyson Fury a little while ago. But at that time,
We were in the National League at the time, and we had a match away at Chesterfield, and a fan, which most people know, called Damon Carroll, was doing a 24-hour walk to Chesterfield.
Yep.
I think it was in aid of the Stroke Association and Mentel.
Yep.
So kind of as part of that, I kind of looked at it and went, well, you know, it's at County. So even if there's nobody from County there, I know that walking into the 1883, then I'm good. I know that everything's cool walking in there. I know where the toilets are. I know where where I can get a drink and all those types of things. And so I was like, you know what? I'll just do it. And I went along. First week, and you know, good old schoolboy starts at 7 o'clock. I was there at 6. They're shitting myself for the next hour, thinking, what am I walking into? But it was just chill. It was just dead ace. You could get together, you know, just relaxed and everything. And since then, I was there purely as a member for about 4 months or something. And then Andy, who's the one of the chairs there, leads the charity, said to me, do you fancy becoming a facilitator and kind of helping to run the circle and helping people to kind of get into it? I was, oh, sure, it's just like running a meeting, really. I do that every day at work. You know, keep stuff on time, make sure everybody gets the opportunity to speak, and making sure that everyone's involved in it, everyone's included. So, yeah, and that was a natural lead for me into facilitation. So I've been doing that now for about 18 months, helping to run the circle at Stockport. There's a small group of us that do it, so if I'm not there, then one of the other small group would be. But over that time, there's probably been up to 50 people that I've seen in and around County. I've made some really good friends there, as both people that I knew from County as well as outside. And it's just an opportunity to go along and chat. So it's something that works for me. It's something where I can go along, not feel like I'm being laughed at or feel stupid. The first week that I went there, I let everything out and bawled my eyes out for about 30 minutes. And at the end of it, I kind of looked up and everyone's like, yeah, okay, cool. And I was like, okay, that's not what you're supposed to, you know, group of lads sitting around, that's not the reaction I'm supposed to get. I'm supposed to get, you wet wipe, like, it's crying, everything. And none of that at all. Everyone was like, okay, cool. I was like, this is weird now, but kind of a good weird,
yeah.
If you see what I mean.
Yeah.
So that's where it kind of works for me. It's, I say Monday night, 7 o'clock in the 1883. That's where we'll be. So, and it has been forever. Now it's part of the diary. It's just Monday is Mentel night. Can't go every week. Work commitments, family commitments kind of happens, but you're forced to go. It's not like they're keeping a track of when you are and when you're not or anything. They keep a register just for health and safety purposes things. But actually, you can come and go as you please and kind of be there when you need it. And importantly, come when you don't necessarily need it as well, because other people may need you that week, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it works out really well.
How does it work in terms of operationally, if you like? So is it, because I think when we shared emails, you said you don't all sit around doing kumbaya. That sort of resonated with me, because I think there's a misconception about that, isn't there? That's what it's like.
Yeah, so, absolutely. And I think if you go to kind of, some people might have been to AA groups before, and you know, other, they're called kind of peer-to-peer support groups. So nobody's a professional counsellor in there.
Right.
Okay. Nobody is from the social work or been from any of the agencies or anything else like that. It's just normal people that, say normal people, that's probably the wrong way to put it. It's just a group of blokes that you could walk down the street or find in the pub or whatever else. The big difference, I think, is that the facilitators, so typically there's, I'll tell you how it all works, and that kind of comes a bit clear. So when you turn up, we just take your name and your details just to make sure that you've got that. And you can register on the website as well. So you just go to mentel.org.uk, I think it's /register. Just go on there and put your details in, and someone will get in contact and stuff. When you arrive, we have a circle of chairs, okay? And basically, everybody sits down, we wait for people to, some people are always a couple of minutes late, you know who they're going to be.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people are actually waiting in the foyer before we start, so it works out quite well. Once everybody's in, do a quick introduction. So obviously you have the kind of the fire escape rules, and here's the toilets, and no vaping in the building, and you know, all those usual things that you kind of have to go through. But then we kind of go into, there's two parts really, how the circle actually works and what you can get out of it. So how the circle works is we start off with a check-in, and it's just basically dead easy. Pick a number between 1 and 10 as to how you're feeling now. So 0, you're in the worst place, 10, you're in the best place you've ever been. And that's kind of like, just to give us, and it's, you know, some people kind of say, well, if I settle in the middle, then I'm not going to get asked anything or whatever else.
Yeah, yeah.
But the numbers are really just to help me as a facilitator, whoever's facilitating, make sure that the people that are the lowest numbers and possibly need to speak the most get the opportunity to do so. So if I've got somebody that's checking in at a 2 or a 3 or whatever, I don't want to ask them at 5 to 9 when we're finishing. Okay, your turn now.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that I get them earlier on in the circle. New members never go first, obviously. That would just be ridiculous because people need to work out how it is. So,
yeah
we do a check-in with a number. Basically, it allows you to introduce yourself to everybody. If you don't want to say anything, you don't have to. Okay, we're not going to sit there and force, well, if you're not going to say a number, then you can bugger off and not come back. You know, that's not how it works, but we invite everybody to kind of check in like that. We've then got a little orange squeezy ball, a Mentel ball, and it's basically then down to me as a facilitator to give everybody the opportunity to talk. We talk for about 50 minutes or so, and then County very kindly provide us with some tea and coffee.
Nice.
So they give us the venue as well as giving us a little bit of refreshment. You know, sometimes there's biscuits as well, or if they've had a conference on, there might be some sort of pastry or two. But you know, it's fabulous what they do for us. So we have a bit of a break at half time, around about 8 o'clock. Get up, wander around, get some blood back in your legs, because just sitting there for an hour can be quite intense, particularly if there's been someone upset or someone going through something at the moment. And then we come back around about 8:05, carry on with sharing, passing the ball around for the next hour. Finish off with what we call a one-word intention. So that's usually something that's come out of the circle. Yeah, so something that you can take from that circle and kind of focus on to your next one. So it may be to focus on positive things in your life. It may be, I need to sort my shit out. It may be, I'm not going to have a drink this week. Or maybe, whatever, it can be absolutely anything. I think one time I kind of thought, yeah, I've got to sort out the video recorder. Or, do you know what I mean? that type of, that kind of really mundane task that had come into my head.
You're showing your age
then
now.
Stuck
video
there.
Video recorder.
Yeah, with the wired cord. Yeah, that's what it is. So that's kind of like how it practically works. You know, the actual setup and everything.
Yeah.
When we get around to sharing, there's kind of a few really core parts. So confidentiality is a thing that will get mentioned at the start, before the break, after the break, at the end of the meeting. Everything that you say in circle is completely confidential. And anybody found breaking that confidentiality won't come back.
Right.
Okay. So it's like we said before we started tonight, I'm more than happy to talk about anything to do with me or how the circle works and everything else like that. But anything that anybody else has said in circle stays in circles.
Yeah,
it's a bit like Las Vegas, but you know, it's a bit colder. That's how it works. Everything is confidential. There is a little caveat to that, in that if you think there's harm to yourself or to somebody else, then we have safeguarding procedures in place. We don't want anybody to harm themselves.
Yeah.
We don't want anybody to harm anyone else. So if there is a risk of that, then we do have safeguarding procedures, but we will talk to the person about that before they leave. So we'll say to them, you mentioned this earlier, are you serious?
Yeah.
Is that what you're going to do? You know, are you saying that this is going to happen? Okay, I'm going to have to let our safeguarding people know, and then they can take it up with whatever the procedure is. There's loads of different nuances and stuff.
Yeah,
within.
So it's
kind of one that we can pass over to the safeguarding team to do that. Apart from confidentiality, you won't be interrupted whilst you're talking. So I think as blokes, we're always trying to think on how to respond to something. So somebody says, oh, I've got a problem with this, oh, you should do this, you jump straight in. And quite often what I find really great about Mentel is that people can talk without being interrupted. I always make a joke that, you know, it's the only 10 minutes of the week when I'm not going to be interrupted by my partner or my kids or my workmates or whatever it is. It's just time that I've got for me. Which is really quite, it's a bit weird when you start off with, because you typically start off and say, well, I've not got really anything to say this week. 20 minutes later, you stop talking, go, oh, actually, I did have something to get off my chest. But just giving you that time to be able to talk really works out well. The other thing as well is there won't be any judgment or guidance. So you can come in and say, I've had a really rubbish week this week. Yeah, I've screamed at my kids. I've screamed at my partner. I've told my boss to fuck off. And that's kind of it. And we'll go, okay, well, that's last week. You know, think about, is that okay with you? Is that bothering you? Do you want to do something different with it? So you're not going to get judged for that. And although I'm not going to talk about any of the stories, I have heard everything in the circle.
So
it's a place where blokes can talk about what's happening sexually in their life, whether they're straight, gay, whatever. Then they can talk about their relationships. It's great having a wife and a partner and all that type of stuff, but sometimes they don't really listen in the way that you want them to. So a lot of people use this as an opportunity to talk about those situations. There's loads of different things that come in there. So no advice, no interruptions or any of that type of piece. And I think really for me, one of the main things I do is that there's no guidance. Okay, so typically when you go to a one-to-one counsellor, you'll say, I've got this problem, and they say, well, let's have a chat about it. What you should do is read this book,
yeah,
or watch this podcast, or you should go cold water dipping every Saturday. That'll solve your problems or whatever else. And we always say with Medtel, there's no guidance in what you should do. You can take the stories from the 20 other blokes that are there, yeah, and pick out a sentence from each of them to create what you want to do going forwards. That's a really, really important piece, because that gives the power to the person that's speaking in order to take or leave whatever they want to do. So that's how it kind of works all in all.
Yeah.
That's kind of the practical side, the actual what you can talk about. But for me, it's just an opportunity. It's the community side of it. It's getting to speak to people. We've probably got 80-odd active members of Stockport. Some who come once a month, some who come every week, some who come when they need it, some who just come when they don't need it to share the good stuff that's going on in their life. But that's the beauty of the circle, and it always kind of works itself out. Which I'd like to say is because brilliant facilitating, obviously.
Of course.
But it's kind of like how these things work is it's a little bit strange how it always works out in there, if you see what I mean.
Yeah.
And typically we'll see over a period of time those numbers that people say at the start, they're coming regularly, whether it's monthly, weekly or whatever else. You'll typically see the numbers going up because people can start, once they can open up at Mentel, they can then start opening up to friends and family, they can start opening up to workplaces and things because they've been given that confidence to be able to say it and do it. And you know, if somebody does give you advice that you don't want, you can just ignore it. Do you know what I mean? That's perfectly fine.
Yeah, it sounds like it's the first step. So you mentioned something there that sort of I wanted to pull out actually, was when you talk to your wife or your partner or whatever and they are listening, and they do listen, don't they? But they don't, they've got an opinion and they've always got something response. It can be guidance, it could be anything. Whereas it feels like from what you're telling me with the Mentel groups, they'll other blokes are listening, they know what you're going through, not necessarily know what specifically what you're going through, but they're another bloke, aren't they?
It's a similar situation.
Yeah.
And I mean, one thing that I've kind of come to live by a little bit is that with my partner now, with my fiance, make that clear, fiance, she'll kill me if she is this or this, that. I don't think she's ever listened, but you know, maybe. But yeah, my fiance, whenever we're having a chat about something now, kind of softly, we kind of go, okay, do you want me to listen? Do you want me to advise? Or do you want me to do? And it's really changed things for us. And it's something that I kind of got off the back of Mentel, because Mentel just does the listening side, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. And tells you about other things that come, a little bit of this is what I happened to me in a similar situation. But I think from a partner perspective, there's sometimes when I just wanted to get on and do stuff. Yeah, just take it off me and get it done. There's other times when I wanted to tell me what to do, and there's other times when I wanted to just listen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Mentel's kind of filling that listening gap, if you see what I mean, for which I think loads of blokes are kind of missing and haven't really had the experience of being able to have those conversations and just be able to talk about it.
Yeah, no, sounds good. If we move slightly onto the county element then, because there is definitely an overlap on if we imagine an imaginary Venn diagram. So obviously they provide facilities, they provide a room, it's the 1883 suite, is it, and some refreshments. How else does that overlap work for you specifically? Because it would be different for every Mentel member.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the reason why I came to Mentel in the first place is through a county affiliation of the walk to Chesterfield and the sponsorship there and me knowing about it and everything. There's a number of county fans who are quite vocal about having been to Mentel.
Yeah.
If you go on Twitter or on Facebook, you'll see them talking about it. Quite a few on a Monday night will post Mentel Monday, been to county tonight and things like that. I think it's one of the things since Mr. Stock came in is to kind of get that connection to the community. And I know that he's spent time with some Mental members even, you know, off the back of Mental Match Days and this, that and the other, to kind of not be involved from a physical perspective, but just saying, you know what, the club's here to support and will help you from a community perspective. And we've had the Mental Match Days, which Mr. Thompson has been pushing for. It was weird going to a crew match day without it being a county day. That was interesting. I think we've got one at Mac soon as well. So, you know, but we had the county one on New Year's Day. The result wasn't great, but managed to raise a lot of money in the Cottle Bucket Shakers. But I think more importantly, we gave out, I think, about 2,500 business cards for people.
I took one.
And we, as I said to loads of people in the day, just stick it in your wallet, stick it in the back of your phone. You never know when.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Away days with County are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at Edgeley Park. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
You might need it, or when someone else might need it. And then you can just pass it on. And I think that's kind of the great thing. Again, we talked at the start about other peer-to-peer support groups like AA and stuff, and it's like, you have to come for 12 weeks at this time. It's not like that. It's I won't say more relaxed, but it's you've got the option to come or not come.
Yeah.
To speak or not speak. It's really about putting the power back in the attendees' hands, and allowing you to take what other people are saying or completely ignore it, you know, and that's quite... It's a great way to be, rather than being really structured and you must do this and you must do that, which works for some people, doesn't work for me. I much prefer this type of structure.
Yeah.
But counties, it's been so supportive in everything that we do. They letting us have the facilities. When we started to grow, once you get to kind of 10, 12 people within a circle, it gets quite a lot. Facilitating is quite hard because you never know when one person is going to go on a half an hour offload,
right? Yeah,
and then not leave as much time for the people. And so it's enabled us to kind of break it down so that if necessary we can run two circles in the two different halves of the 1883 suite. I think, you know, in time it'll go to three or four circles. We'll take over the whole flipping building by the end of it. But, you know, Andy on security is always ace. He always makes sure that we've got in there in plenty of time beforehand, that we can, you know, don't have to rush out at the end and stuff. So they've just been so supportive in everything that we're doing. And I think that kind of allows us... Stockport, I think, is the biggest mental circle.
Of course, it's from Stockport. Is it?
Yeah, originated from Stockport. Yeah, I think it was... I wasn't around at the time, but I think there was five blokes that got together in a scout hut in Bramall or something.
Right, yeah.
And just started weekly having a chat and stuff. And then it's just kind of grown from there. And, you know, we've got circles all over the Northwest now and East Cheshire. We've got, nationally, we've got obviously the online circle. So you don't have to go to a physical circle in Stockport. There's one at Wilmslow, there's one in Mac, there's one in Glossop, there's one in Crewe, Congleton, various different places. And then there's the online ones as well. So if you can't actually make it at all, you can dial into a Zoom on a Monday night and do it remotely. Which is, I think it's a bit horses for courses. Some people prefer that. Some people really don't. You know, and it's just kind of what works better for you in that situation. But Mental always try and be available for that. And I think through partners like Stockport County, we've been able to really kind of put a foothold in the community and kind of know that.
Yeah.
I think... Really, one of the indicators for me is that we have a sign that we put out the front to kind of so people know where to go.
Mm.
We get people on that aren't county fans, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
Either from the local area or more widely. And they don't know where they're going or anything. So we have a little sign that we put out the front. And I always said to, when I first started, does nobody ever nick the sign? And they went, no. No one's ever touched, moved, nicked the sign or whatever else. And I think that kind of shows that it's built up between
the community and the club, and people kind of know that it's there, and it's like, you know, respected for that as well.
Yeah. So when we're talking about county, we're just getting our sort of logistics right. You mean a sign outside of the football ground?
Yeah, outside the football ground.
So
it's a little like a...
On edgely, basically.
Wobbly sign, which we put outside the gate or outside the door, so as people walk along, they can kind of follow the arrow to where they need to go and stuff.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Typically one of us, when you get there, one of us will be standing outside the door unless it's absolutely wrecking it down, and then we'll be just inside the door.
Yeah.
But there'll be someone there to welcome you, to kind of invite you to come in. They're not going to start asking you any questions on the door or anything else like that, but it's just like, okay, we're in that room tonight, or go that way, or wait here, or do whatever, just to make sure that everyone's comfortable. We know that once we get people through the door and sitting in a circle, people come back, because they've experienced and they do it, and they kind of, most people, I think there's only a few over the years that have gone, it's not for me, which is fine.
It's absolutely fine.
But I think it's kind of that, once you get people through the door, once you get people comfortable, and they know that they're not going to be asked to pray before the start or to sing a hymn or anything else like that.
Initiation test
It's just kind of like, it's just sitting down and having a chat, and that's all it is. And that's there. The only bit of advice I'd say is, anyone coming along, bring a little kind of water bottle or something else like that. Because the first few times that I came, and I had a lot to offload from like 15 years of stuff that had happened, I kept getting really dry in there. I think it's, I don't know if it's the air conditioning or it's like any big room, it's either really cold or really hot, isn't it? You know, so but bring a water bottle along, then that just kind of gives you something to focus on as well whilst you're doing your share, doing your story or whatever else. So that's the only little bit of advice.
Good advice. Let's move on to you and county then, because obviously you're a county fan. That's kind of why we're here, obviously in terms of mental as well.
Yeah.
How did you first get involved with county, and how does that affect you mentally?
Yeah.
I guess it's, it could be positive, it could be negative. We all have our crosses to bear, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. So I first came to county, I'm trying to work this out, when we first spoke, and I know it was the season when Roger Wilde was here.
Oh, wow, okay.
All right. I came along as a teenager. It was one of those where I got on the bus from Cheadle Hume, where I'd lived as a kid, with a couple of mates, came up, stood on the Cheadle End before the Cheadle End was built, so it was just kind of like concrete kind of railway sleepers behind there. I remember it only being about six steps or something, but I remember the mate that I came with, Dave, and he was kind of like, I just remember Roger Wilde because he came on as a substitute, and kind of like, so some fan out there will be able to identify the match where he came on as a substitute and scored a goal,
and that's it.
But I remember my mate said, oh, he's really good. It's like, right, okay, and I knew nothing at the time. So I kind of came quite a few times as a teenager, did the whole walking down the pop side in between halves, whichever way we're shooting, walked down to that end of the ground and stuff. And then off to university, family and kids and stuff took over. So it kind of took a back seat, to be straightforward. And then when my eldest son, Dylan, when he was about eight or nine, he was at what was then Queens Road Primary School, and county came in and gave out tickets. And I think it was the Neil Young years year. And so he said, Dad, can we go? I was like, yeah, okay, we'll go. I've not been for years, you know, a bit nostalgic for me type thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he went along, took him along, and we had a really good time. Some of his mates then started going, oh, we'd love to go to an away match. So I remember taking him and three of his mates over to North Ferriby and doing that. National League North was ace, because you could do every away date within an hour and a half. It was brilliant. It was ace. So I ended up, there was a season where I think we did all but two of the away days.
Wow.
But I never went to a home match because I was trying to balance out kind of life and family and all those things around that side. So I think where we were kind of working that through, he then wanted to get a season ticket, and the kids' season tickets were about £50 or something at the time.
Yeah, 40,
so,
50 quid.
So
yeah,
we could do that. And there was, you know, you could get in at any age, then you didn't have to have an adult with you or anything, so he just went along with his mates. And then, because I was going to every away game, started going to some home games again, and then you kind of get hooked in a little bit, and then so I think the first season ticket was the last one in the National League North, and then been on the season ticket ever since, and now bring along my stepson, who's 14, so when I can drag him off his PC, then he comes along, but when he gets there, he just loves it every time, so it's cool. And I think, you know, last year, going off to Spain for the pre-season,
Right.
And I didn't really have anybody to go with. Both my sons, they were both like, oh, I couldn't come, and then, you know, other stuff tied up and couldn't do it. So I just booked it. I picked the hotel that was closest to the training ground, booked on a flight, and then all of a sudden the week after, everyone's like, oh, I booked on this flight, oh, I'm on that flight too. And do this. So got to meet some really, really cool people whilst we were over there, spend time, as it was, the team were in the same hotel. So it was dead nice, because we respected their space, because they're there to work.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
they've got their job to do and everything. But there was a couple of occasions when they were like, oh, come and have a drink with us, or, you know, let's play a game of Uno, or a couple of the kids were running around, so they were playing inflatable games in the pool and stuff. So it was just a really nice chilled out bit. So that's kind of been one of the recent highlights. After the disappointment of Wembley, it was quite nice to kind of have that off the back of it. So, yeah. But yeah, County's been part of it, and now, you know, it's I get to as many away games as I can. I think 16 or so this year, so I'm doing pretty well. but I think it's, and then the home games, obviously we've got the season ticket, so we just get there just about every game. Moving house in a couple of weeks, so it's going to have to be a couple of weeks off now whilst I pack up, but yeah, typically we're there. And I've just met so many brilliant people. You know, everyone talks about Bellis and the work that he does for the club. But Steve's been to two or three different Mentel events on behalf of County.
Right.
So I've seen him there a few times, and he's done those types of pieces. You know, I can't remember. There's a number of times when I've been sitting on the Crofter or one of the other buses, and somebody's come up to Dave Thompson or to me and said, oh, I'm doing this charity thing, we want to do it for Mentel, how can we kind of get involved in it?
Yeah.
And it kind of feels like that DNA's kind of been built together, so that they are not one and the same, but there's an association with the County fans now, and that, and I think things like George's flag, when that goes to an away match, it kind of signifies a lot of things to different people now. So yeah, there's a huge thing for me. I'd never get two up or two down about County. I think I've been following football in general and County specifically for long enough now that sometimes it's going to be great and other times it's going to be difficult. I'm not one of those to jump on the bandwagon of, oh, we need to change this or we need to change that. I've got my own tactical skills that I like to impart every now and again on Facebook or whatever, you know, where a substitution could have been made 30 seconds earlier and that would have made all the difference in the game, you know. Yeah. That's, I think we all kind of do that. But yeah, it's part of my routines now, if you like. And that piece around meeting new people, making new friends there, which sounds so corny, doesn't it? But it's kind of like how it is. And I think things like the courtyards really worked with that as well. Yeah. Rather than being people being spread across 12 different pubs on Edgeley, then, you know, the courtyard gives people that, they can still go for a drink or whatever here at Basque or across Edgeley beforehand, but they can kind of all gather there to get everyone into a group before they then go and get through the turnstiles or whatever. So I think things like that have really brought it together as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's just, for me, it's been an anchor, really, you know, in terms of all the, maybe some of the stuff that's gone on in my life. I've always had County to look forward to. I've always thought County will always be there. No, yeah. It doesn't matter what division they're in. That's probably absolutely why I'm so relaxed about what goes on the pitch. Yeah. Brilliant stuff. That's half an hour.
It flies by, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. I'll edit, obviously edit this a bit.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. That's probably about it. I mean, you've just done everything for me. It's brilliant. You're an old pro.
I told you I was trained. Yeah, I think the fun thing is it's stuff that's good to talk about. I know Mentel's all about talking and all that type of stuff, but it really allows you to kind of get into... it opens conversations. People will start having those chats. People will, when you've got an association through one thing, then you find an association with another. And people that are involved in different stuff that's, you know, County fans that I know have been along to one meeting and never come back, but I still say hello to them a lot of weeks at games. County fans that are there every single week at Mentel, and then I'll never see at a game because they sit in the Danny Bergara stand or whatever else. So I never see them at all. So, yeah, it kind of crosses over on those things, but it's just easy to talk about them.
Yeah, it's a weird one, isn't it? Because, I mean, I know Damon Carroll, not through Mentel, through County now, but I used to be a goalkeeping coach with the County Ladies. That's how I got to know Damon. So yeah, he'll be a guest on this podcast, I'm sure, this podcast series. I know Dave Thompson through the podcast and getting him on. So it's funny how you're right, it's such a community club, isn't it? And Mark Stott is embracing that. Just by having Mentel and offering a room for nothing, you know, he's basically saying, you know, we're all part of the same community. So I don't think anything can speak louder than that. And I get the feeling that with the bigger clubs, say the Blue and the Reds up the road, I'm not sure even if they had that, and they might do, but you wouldn't get this sort of community and camaraderie that we all get, because we were saying off air before, you know Waggy.
Yeah,
from absolutely. Sitting in front of him, and you realised that the other week. And you know, I sit in front of Dave Thompson at County up at Tier 1. So it's like one big close-knit community, and I love that about it.
And it's the thing which kind of keeps coming back. And, you know, there's next to Waggy, there's a couple that sit next to Waggy, and they always kind of... I had my first grandchild back in September. And they had theirs like 2 months afterwards.
Right.
So then it's turned into sharing the latest photo of the grandchildren and stuff. Yeah. You know, it sounds ridiculous. By the way, I'm not even 50 yet. But it's kind of like... But it's a real beautiful kind of community and family thing. And I think, like you were saying before about County Ladies, one of my best mates... knows you from County Ladies.
Right, as well. Okay, right.
So Dan Dewar, he said, say hello.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah. Hi, Dan.
So it's kind of like all those different bits. We used to call it, when I lived in Chilihue, we used to say there was a Chilihue mafia, because you could never do anything without somebody else knowing, somebody who knows somebody who knows something.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's kind of like a bit like that with County. And that you do, even if you don't know somebody, you know who they are, typically. There was a couple of people on the Crofter on Tuesday going out to Gillingham, and I was like, I don't know who they are, but I feel like I should know them. And then as soon as I seen the face, I'm like, all right, I've met you here, and we've done this, and that's how. And they go, no, who that is, and it's just like an instant kind of connection piece. I think you said Jamie's on next week.
Redding.
Yeah. So Jamie, I hadn't met before at Gillingham, but we've crossed over with him doing mascots and us doing Mentel match days and stuff like that 2 or 3 times, but never actually. Connected
the dots.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think it's really that's the thing which I love about it, is that it's all those getting to know those other people and doing that. My former father-in-law used to run a charity for kids in Uganda and stuff, and they kind of had a phrase that it takes 2 people to have a child, but it takes a village to raise them.
Right.
And it's very much kind of like, from a county perspective, we could all just be our individuals and just getting on with our own lives and kind of do that. But actually, by being together, whether it's from a mental perspective, whether it's from a football perspective or whatever, that's how we can all bring each other along and support each other in doing those things. And I'd never want to have any county fan that felt like that they couldn't talk about anything. And so whether it's mental or whether it's not mental, obviously you can find me on Facebook or wherever else. If you ever need a chat, give us a shout. You know, I'd hate for somebody not to be able to feel like they could talk. It may be that we can just point to some support, some help, or whatever else. But I think it's really important that, as a community, whether it's mental or not, within county, that we just make sure we're just checking in on each other. Just, you know, ask people how they're getting on, what's happened. Try and remember one thing about that person that you spoke to 2 weeks ago, and ask them how that one thing is going. It's a really simple thing that we can all do to kind of help and support each other, particularly at the moment with cost of living and difficulties that everyone's having and stuff. It's just dead easy. Talking's free.
Yeah.
It's that easy.
And losing 4-0 to Tranmere, I'd probably answer that one.
We'll leave that one for now.
Not to trivialise it. No, that's really good. Thank you very much for that. So, I mean, just to echo what you said as well, if anybody wants to get in touch with me at the podcast, in the many ways that people can get in touch with me, or just come and tap me on the shoulder in the courtyard, I'm happy to point you in the direction of Mentel, or point them towards you and things like that. Yep. Matt, thank you very much. It's
absolute
been really pleasure, insightful, and a real pleasure to talk to you.
That's cool. No problem at all. Doors are open on Monday night, and otherwise I'll see you at the next match.
Yeah, cheers.
All right, buddy.
Nice.
Cheers.
Perfect.
There you go.
It's the 90th minute, all your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants. 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.